Hey guys, and welcome to the CW Chinwag Podcast. I'm Bill.
And I'm Stuart.
And today we'll be reviewing episode 3 of season 7 of Arrow. So, this episode, I gotta say, was pretty slow in comparison.
Yeah, not a lot going on in this one.
Well, there was, but it seemed to... None of it was very interesting, I've got to say.
It didn't really move the story... I guess a little bit at the end, but in terms of, like... where the series is going.
Yeah, that's what I have to wonder. Like, where is the series going? Is Diaz just our big bad for 2 seasons in a row?
I hope not.
But they're showing nothing else.
Yeah.
A couple of things to note quickly on this episode is that there are no flash forwards of William and Roy on the island.
No.
And also still no Mimic Arrow.
Yeah, that's
which
what
we
I was
saw in
say.
Episode 1.
Yeah, like, what? That's just an example of what... Where are we going? Like, the two new things that have been brought to the season weren't in this episode.
Yeah, which was very odd.
It can't be Diaz the whole season. Like, I've said in our previous pods that I think he'd be a lingering threat throughout. But this one, it was like he was the main...
I'd expect, like, 2 threats, him and whoever this series is going to pick up. But we haven't seen
anything
new yet. It's just been Diaz.
Yeah. And the interesting thing
I guess, actually, we've got the demon in prison.
But he's the link to Diaz.
Yeah, I suppose.
And he's in prison.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
I hope Ollie's out of prison soon.
Yeah.
It's starting to bore me a bit,
yeah.
Him not being out and about.
Like, last week's episode was quite interesting, him being in prison and doing his little Green Arrow missions in prison. But now it's just like...
But I guess it is different from everything we've had in the last 6 series. But I do just kind of miss him with the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we start this episode with some like weird like clips of Ollie like stabbing up some guards.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like very dreamy or nightmarishy sort of like scene the way they edited it. And then it comes out like 12 hours earlier, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's like leading up to that point.
Yeah.
I hate it when they do those. I've got to say. I don't know. I don't want them to give away the ending before the episode. Just play it in order.
Yeah, but I guess then at the end when it happened, you'd have been like, nah, you wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but yeah, I suppose that. You are there like, well, there's no way you'd attack the guards.
Yeah.
And it shows you why it gets to that point.
So it goes back to Felicity, where she was last episode, sat in the chair talking to the FBI agent Watson, demanding help.
Yeah.
And she's like, Diaz broke into our safe house and attacked me and my son.
Yeah.
He's not our son.
No, it's not your son.
Definitely not your son.
And you were so upset you sent him to another country.
Yeah, just sent him on some weird path that leads him to be gay and in the future. And the FBI is just not playing ball.
No.
She's like...
But I think that she personally would... Well, as we see, she is happy to go after Diaz, but she like speaks to her boss,
restrained.
Doesn't he? And
yeah.
He's like... He's not our main concern. She's like, oh, is that because he's dropped to our 27th most wanted? And so he's no longer a priority case.
Yeah. I think, yeah, as we see, she does help and she does want to help, but it doesn't seem to be for very long anyway.
No.
And then, so we go back to prison and we've got, like, Ollie saying to Brick and Cody Rhodes, what's his name? Samson?
Yeah.
Like, I did what you want.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, yeah, I know. It turns out I know nothing anyway, but I know someone who does.
Yeah, that was his only information was that he knows the big boss man
who's been working with Diaz.
Yeah,
he says his name's the Demon.
Yep.
And he sets up a meet for Ollie. After lights out.
Well, I didn't get that because originally they were like they got rid of that guard, wasn't it? And they're like, we're gonna have some fun tonight, boys. Obviously, were they referring to this like Fight Club type thing?
Well, had this not been happening so far? Because he says, like, our current champion, as if it's been going
on
a while.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I was, like, questioning, like... They said, like, they all knew it was going to happen, and it seemed like a regular
thing.
But then is it, like, because there were guards there, those guards all didn't care.
They're all corrupt guards, yeah.
But he was, like, a straight down the line, no. Because they just let him out of their cells, like...
Well, did they?
Well, who did, if they didn't?
You can't just... Like, bank cops can't get away with just opening every cell in a prison, surely.
But then they all did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because he was like, he'd be in whatever cell.
I thought, like, the demon had, like, outside links that were, like, doing this, but I don't know. The demon didn't seem to be involved at all in the Fight Club. Prison Fight Club. What's the first rule of Prison Fight Club?
You don't talk about Prison Fight Club.
And then we cut to a bit where Diggle is interrogating someone.
Oh, yeah.
He's very serious.
Yeah.
and it's supposed to be his son who ate all the cookies.
Yeah.
Well, that was funny. That's and then good. He had this little bit with Diggle and Lila.
Yeah.
Cementing their marriage about how strong they are, which leads into something else.
Alleged.
Yeah. You said about the FBI, Watson pressing her boss to catch Diaz.
Yeah, they've got bigger fish to fry.
But then you see that Felicity is watching them. She bugged an FBI office, which seems like, one, a horrendous move to make to get caught. Two, couldn't have been that easy.
And it's just all the authority, like we said, Argus are always being infiltrated. Now the FBI, it's just easier for... She can just walk into the office. Like, no wonder there's so much crime all the time.
Yeah, she's with Mad Dog and he's saying, I've been itching to get the band back together.
Yeah.
To take down Diaz.
I think that is a route they're going to explore. It's just going to be like Felicity and Mad Dog because
no one else wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it goes back to prison, so it's lights out and all the cells open.
Yeah.
And Ollie and his little weasel friend follows him.
The weasel.
Follows him up to... Oh, it does it. It cuts there. It just shows them finding the meet point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Goes back to Curtis, Lila and Diggle on a mission for Argus.
Yep.
Where they're trying to, like, steal data from this place that's known for dealing with criminals.
Yeah, it was in, like, a bank, wasn't it?
Yeah. But, like, they're known for dealing with criminals.
Yeah, they had, like, some artwork that...
Which Curtis had, like, teched up so it was able to get it close to a computer and I can steal all their data.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, so they go in there and they say, oh, we need, like, an appraiser to come check it out.
Yeah.
And she comes in, she's checking out the painting. And, like, Curtis says there's, like, a blip in his download process.
Yeah, it's taking ages.
Yeah, but then it does download and the appraiser like notices something.
Because she's like pointing at it, isn't she? So they quickly make their excuses and leave.
Yeah.
This is disgraceful.
And I thought at that point that was going to like come back, like someone's going to come after him because the appraiser had noticed something and she was going to tell the big boss. But we find out it doesn't quite go that way.
No.
So Felicity and Mad Dog arrange a meet up with Dinah and Watson at the police station.
Yeah.
Because Felicity has information that Diaz is moving on this chemical that's locked up.
Where was it to?
CDCC, I don't know what that stands for.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that stands for.
Again, somewhere easy to infiltrate.
Yeah. Central, I don't know what it stands for. I don't know if you even said.
No, I don't know either.
And so eventually Watson and Dinah agree.
Because they say like, no vigilante, no suits.
Yeah.
Just us four going in.
And Watson's like saying it's off the books of FBI. It's just her and a couple. No, it's just her. It's not even a couple of FBI. No,
yeah.
And she's like, if I catch him, it'll be great. But if not, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. But she was kind of saying like...
She's putting her neck on the line for Felicity. But
everything would be okay as long as they catch him.
Yeah. A lot of pressure on him.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to Ollie finding his meet point. It's like an empty cell. He walks in there and then one of the three guys, I don't even know his name. I don't know if I'm supposed to know him.
No.
Because he says about how, you don't know nothing about me back when I was in the Suicide Squad and I saved Lila's life.
Yeah.
Was he in Arrow and I just don't remember him?
I don't remember him either. We probably should check this out, really, but... He must have been.
Because I guess, like, cause obviously Brick and Samson are, like...
Previous. Yeah.
But he must have been, like... That was, like, season 2 back with, like, Suicide Squad.
And the only one that I remember from that was Deadshot.
Yeah.
I thought all the others died.
Because she said, like, oh, Lila said our honeymoon we went with Deadshot and Cupid. Remember Cupid?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess maybe it's something we need to look up.
Yeah, he says, like, he was kind of just judged, wasn't he? Like...
Please let us know if you do remember him, because we surely don't.
Yeah. But he was like, oh, everyone forgets that I saved her life when I didn't have to.
Anyway, before that, he attacks Ollie in the cell as a setup by Brick. Brick's like, you did what you wanted, you wanted that guard gone, now he wants you dead.
Yeah.
And Ollie beats him, even though he's got this like lethal stab wound.
Yeah, stab wound, yeah.
Manages to beat him and then tie him up and he says there's a party going on downstairs, but you have to be invited. And Ollie's like, well, I guess you are then.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to get me in there. Which seems far too easy.
Yeah.
They just walk in there, tell the guards, you're going to let them in. And then they get in.
I also like Brick, like, why does he keep sending... This is like classic James Bond, like, with Ollie. Like, just all of you go and, like, just stab him. If you want him dead, you know, like, stop sending people who's he's already beaten up.
Yeah, like, one at a time.
Yeah, like, clearly it's not going to work. Just kill him while you have the chance.
But Ollie's like, what? So he's making it up, the demon's not real. And he's like, oh no, the demon is real.
But you'll never see him.
Yeah, he summons you.
Yeah.
And you'll have to go through Brick to get to the demon.
Yeah.
So Ollie's like, I'm going to force Brick to get me to the demon.
Yeah.
So that's that for now. And it cuts back to Curtis turning up at Diggle's place saying, that blip in my download.
Yeah.
Someone had duplicated we've stolen. Yeah.
And he was like, it wasn't me, and it wasn't you.
So it must be Lila.
Yeah.
And Diggle's obviously furious that Lila's lying to him or hiding something from him.
She's being a schneid again.
And then it cuts to Diaz and the longbow hunters turn up to this thing that Felicity and that had set up.
Set up, yeah.
And they got this plan to trap them in the one room. So, sorry for interruption there, guys, but as I was saying, so Diaz and the Longbow Hunters turn up at the Sting, which Felicity had set up, and they got this plan to lock them in this room where the chemical is.
It's right? A rubbish plan, isn't it?
It is a terrible plan, yeah. She can hack somehow this building with no staff.
Yeah.
Like, where is everyone?
Yeah.
Seems quite an important building with, like, deadly chemicals.
They've managed to get in, and now so has Diaz.
Yeah. And it all goes to pot.
Because someone's... They said someone is... stopping them from locking the doors, I guess. The power's already been hacked, I guess.
So if Liz tries to like shut the doors, but someone's blocking their hacking.
Yeah. Was
it? And she says she can't stop it, but she can track it, and it's in the basement. So they send Dinah down.
They're like, it must be the silencer.
Yeah, because she's the one that was missing. Because you see Diaz walk in with Red Dart and Shield Man.
Yeah, Captain America.
Yeah, and... So they send Dinah down where, like, she notices, like, the audio goes funny. She's got her gun and she, like, taps it on a barrel and it makes no noise, which I thought was pretty cool. And she turns around and the silencer's there. And they're having a scrap.
It's such a good power.
Yeah.
I know, she's not got power in this.
No,
though,
it's like a...
machine.
Because they say, like... Because earlier on, Frissy's, like, silencer will be there. And Mad Dog's like, silencer, that's what we're calling her? She's like, yeah, well, it's better than Belt Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, like... So it's not working, so Watson's like, I'm going in, I just need to stall him long enough so you can gain control and shut the doors.
Yep.
She goes in and, with Mad Dog and sticks him up, and Diaz like, seems to know they were there. He wasn't surprised at all.
He was literally just like, deal with them.
Yeah.
He's not...
I don't know if he knew they were there or he's just that calm.
It's probably like, it was like last season, he knew everything that Ollie was going to do, wasn't it? He was predicting everything they were going to do. He's just not, I don't think he's bothered, especially without Ollie, like...
I don't know, but he wasn't surprised in the slightest.
No, I don't think he even looked at him. He just carried on because he was in like
he was there, like picking up his chemicals,
the fridge,
put them in a conveniently placed bucket.
Yeah,
like just to take them away. So then that leaves it there, and it cuts back to prison, where the guy's name I always forget. Not Cody Rhodes.
Can we come up with a nickname for him?
No.
he
lets them in and finds out it's like a fight club. And Brick's like, oh, our current champion, Samson, who's Cody Rhodes, who I've got to say is a terrible actor.
Yeah.
He really is a terrible actor.
He's just good friends with
Stephen Amell, and he's like, our champion, Samson, will be fighting the Green Arrow, which is obviously already unfair because he's got like a stab wound.
Yeah.
And Cody just like tackles him to the ground and they have this fight, and Ollie notices he's bleeding again from his stab wound.
Yeah.
But even through that,
he still manages to win. Yeah.
Break his arm pretty brutally. And then Brick was
He's just like laughing, isn't he, Brick? Like
he's like, you know what? I bet on you, mate. Like, he bet on him to win anyway. But then he, like, somehow, with the stab wound, runs and does like a jump.
Oh, yeah.
Parkour, climbs up, and puts a knife to Brick's throat, like demanding him to set him a free nose. And he's like,
he says about the demon, doesn't he? Like,
you're in the wrong place for the demon.
Yeah.
You need to go downstairs. Is that how prisons work? They're not just levels of
badness
as you go down the prison.
Yeah, so he's like, he's on level 2, so you'll never see him anyway.
But, and Ollie realises that straight away, and that's why he does what we saw at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, so we're back in real time.
Stabs up all these guards and lets himself get taken.
Yeah, he just gets down and lets him arrest him, doesn't he?
Yeah. So then we cut back to Diaz gets away.
Yep.
And So does Silencer, but Felicity's like, Magdog, follow her. We need to get her.
Yeah, because he's really close, isn't he? Yeah. Behind her, and they're like, they can't believe that she got away when he was after her. But he doesn't say anything back, does he?
No, he's gone.
Yeah, but do you think that's because he's with Silencer? So he couldn't talk back?
Possibly, if she's still using her Cone of Silence powers. Yeah,
even if...
No, but she was, though, because everyone else was off comms, and Felicity was like, Renee, can you hear me? He's like, yeah.
Mm.
We need to like, track down Silencer, because she's our only lead on Diaz.
Yeah.
And, like, Dinah's like, oh, Renee got out of here fast.
Yeah. And, yeah, they were all obviously gutted that she got away. So all that came to nothing.
Yeah, and then, like, Felicity gets called to Watson's office in the FBI, and she's like, yeah, I was reassigned for doing this.
She's been moved away.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know if this was a, like, little hint or, like, pun. Teaser. But she says, like, oh, I'm my office in D.C.
Yeah.
I don't know if the FBI offices are in D.C. Yeah. or it's just a hint of D.C. comics.
Yeah, maybe.
But, that's that. I don't know. Are we going to see her again, though?
I don't know. Yeah. I was expecting when she, like, done this little thing, she was going to...
Just go rogue and be Team Arrow.
Yeah.
Maybe she still will. She might get bored of her office job.
Yeah.
Or she can't drop it, sort of thing. But, we then see this Diggle confront Lila. I don't really care about any of this, to be honest. No. Their marriage problems are boring me.
It's just, it's just on repeat.
But what is actually interesting is that Lila says she's found something, like some money moving around in Argus that shouldn't have been, and she, like, tracked it, and basically Argus is corrupt somewhere on the line.
Yeah.
Above her.
Yeah, because she meets up this guy, and then he follows her, sees her, like,
she sells this information to this guy, and Diggle thinks she's, like, corrupt as well.
Yeah.
But she's like, no, I'm trying to find out what's going
on. Well, she's like, to him, she's like, of all people, you should understand that sometimes you get things done. You don't do it the right way. Yeah, you know.
But yeah, I didn't really care about this whole, like,
it's marriage problems. It's like every season they have to have their marriages on the rocks.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah. And then we cut to Diaz, who's in his office, dark with a fan behind him, very villain-esque, and he's talking about, like, ever since he was blown off that building by Black Siren, who we also didn't see this episode.
No,
notably,
not in it at all.
I've been in pain.
Yeah.
Does he mean literally or just, like, frustratingly?
Oh. He didn't show any physical
pain. He's been all cut up, though, hasn't he? Like, since. It's obviously not... It's just 5 months. You wouldn't still have scars.
No. But Diggle kicked his ass last week.
Yeah. Maybe. But I don't understand this, because he just, like, I found the way to channel that anger and pain by injecting himself whatever this is, and he punches the wall, and he's, like, he's super strong.
Yeah.
He's like, put a hole in the wall when his hands aren't hurt. And he says, like, I found strength. Like, this chemical can't just give people super strength.
No.
There's more to it. And, like, I don't understand it. He can't just, like, extreme trauma plus this chemical gives you super strength.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
No, I don't know what's going on there. Why don't the other guys just take it as well? Have an army of super strong people.
Everyone go around.
Yeah.
Give it to all the guys.
But the last little bit, actually not the last bit, the penultimate bit we see, is Felicity walking down some stairs with Mad Dog saying, are you sure this is what we want to do?
Yeah.
And, like, this is, like, yeah, it's our only way. And we walk down there and find they've got Silencer. Yeah. Like, Mad Dog did catch her and trap her.
She's just
tied up in the basement somewhere. And they're going to try and use her to get to the Diaz. Maybe even turn her. Because remember I was saying in the comics, Silencer's not actually a villain.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they're going with this.
Well, you might find out that there's a reason. She might be working for him against her will.
Yeah,
anyway.
Possibly. But she's part of the Longbow Hunters before that.
Ah, right, okay.
They say. So I don't know. But probably maybe, not. Yeah, they could turn her, because obviously in the comics she's not entirely evil. But then, yeah, the last bit we see is Ollie being moved down to level 2, down to the bad boys.
Leaving the weasel.
Yeah, leaving the weasel. We said he's not going to survive without him.
No, definitely won't.
Not. Yeah, they might. That might be something we see as him dying and, like, Ollie getting upset about it.
Yeah, because he was being protected... quote marks by Ollie.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to do that just to.
Surely, like, get to like Ollie. Brick and Samson are still on his level.
Yeah.
They're going to do something to him, aren't they? But that's it. You see him getting taken down, and that's the end of the episode.
But it is even more so now. It's like even harder for him to get out of prison. Like, he's in prison for one thing.
Yeah.
And now he's stabbed the guard.
Yeah. So even if he's, like, exonerated for what he was in originally, you have also just assaulted, like, policemen or guards. So
yeah. It's a stupid move, but then he's got no power. I guess he thinks he's just in there regardless now, doesn't he? So.
Yeah.
But they're just, yeah.
What's he hoping to achieve? Even if he finds out how Diaz got to the city.
Yeah, he can't do anything about it.
He says that everything he does for his family, but you're not, you can't do anything for your family.
No. You've done nothing for your family.
Yeah. So, if we were to rate this episode out of 10?
I'm going to go 5.
5? Wow. That's harsh. I've gone 6.
I just, like I said, the things that we've been introduced to this season, they just weren't in it.
Like, I think the main points to take from this episode is now Ollie's gone down to Bad Boys level to find the demon.
Yep.
They've got Silencer trapped, Felicity and that dog. And Diaz now has got super strength. That's quite a big
thing, I suppose, to take note of. Yeah. But it just didn't. I think I'm missing the Green Arrow, if I'm honest.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Green Arrow in Arrow.
There's none.
Well, none, there's none. No one fired a bow today.
No.
Why? Yeah, that's very odd.
He wasn't even. Was Green Arrow in the last one either? He's even been in the first episode, I think.
What, the Mimic Arrow?
Mm.
Yeah.
Or second? What was this? 4. Yeah, episode 4. He's probably been in 2 episodes.
He's been in episode 3.
Oh. Yeah.
So.
He's only been in 1 episode then.
Yeah. If it's a he.
It looks like a he.
You don't know that?
It does look like a he.
You don't know that?
What do you mean? I don't know if it looks like a he. It definitely looks like a he.
You didn't see a face, you didn't see any hair, they always looked that up. You didn't really see any chest.
Alright. Well, I'm willing to assume that it is a he.
Okay. Well, you might be right. I'm not arguing otherwise, I'm just saying you don't know.
Hmm. Well, we'll see. We might not see the way this season's going.
Yeah, well, might never be in again. I'll just leave it.
Yeah, next season.
So we'll be back next week with episode 4 for a Chinwag.
Mm-hmm.
If you can follow us on Twitter at WChinwag, and please tweet us anything we've missed.
Yeah, or just anything.
Any theories you might have.
Yeah, or if you just want to call me out and say it was a woman.
Yeah.
Just say it.
The reason I say that is because I remember before the series started about this actress who was signed up to be a regular. I can't remember her name right now, but we haven't seen her yet.
Maybe then.
We'll talk about this off mic. I'll show you who I mean. But anyway.
Or go on YouTube.
Yeah, find us on YouTube, on Grip Bilbo's channel. And if you are a Flash or Legends fan, we also do reviews of those.
And if you're a Supergirl fan, we apologise, we're not.
Yeah, you have to go somewhere else. So yeah, we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Thanks. See you later.